This morning I'm turning to the Gospel of John chapter 1. The Gospel of John chapter 1. And I'll read to you verse 11 and 12. I'll add verse 10 to 12. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. This is the testimony of John about the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is the passage of our thinking this morning. And our subject is power to become God's children. In that opinion, okay, share John and some more couple you ready as Christ. So I say we are seeing I don't know why or gene no one want to miss all my pomba or de when I have been doing one and okay, now but tell you that's why I say to me the Bayan Coupon power to become God's children. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The first thought here that this passage speaks of the attention Jesus received among the Jews. The Edikaya, and some Ekasafa, Israel for very special by, you know, Mesuma, Omo, how to put it in a tree, Mesuma, Omo, Suba, Omo, Dani, the Tren, Subaya, Israel for Dani, the Tren. And all has that John come away. But verse 10 also speak of the generality of unbelief, the generality of attention they also give to. But my concern is that of the Jews, and then I would like us to look at the lessons. But we are told that he came unto his own. Why the Jews were his own according to the flesh? When the Son of God Jesus Christ was incarnated into this world, he came through the descendant of Abraham, and specifically the tribe of Judah. It was a promise God made to Abraham that through him he would bless the whole world. And this was the fulfillment of this blessing. And right, it's just to John Ekase, Oba, Nidia, oh, Israel for, if we say, and now Israel for Abraham, so for the Jesus Christ, Oba, we are seeing. Now, Oba, you know, you wanted to, if you see a guy from Judah, I know who is right. And then, almost soon, who never know, Oba's here, we are saying. But we are told, and his own received him not. So, although the Jews were his relatives in the flesh, yet they didn't believe in him. What didn't they believe about him? Or why what is it that they didn't believe in him? They didn't believe in him as the savior of the world who came to save sinners from their sins. The verse is just that Jesus Christ Oba ni pemuno Oba ni dini dia Oma ni namkati ni dia ni Israel for na Judah tribe of Judah noa Oba emu ni tu mu. And so Oma angi no na bise then Oma angi amfa Jesus. Now the Oman Jam Father Hono and he said, oh yeah, we are see a jump for a baby. I see. Oh, Baba Jadi boy, if you're born. Now, and so Omo Angino Edisa. So that is it. They didn't believe in him. They didn't receive him as their savior. They didn't receive him as the one sent from God to come and save them from the life of sin, to save them from slavery to sin, to save them from the power of sin. Omo and you know in this only Yakupo Banner, not very as a obey, Chad Boy, Pretty Bonim, Bonnie Tumiano, Bonnie Asotiano, Bonnie Jume Diano, a Bejomo, if you want to know in this, sir. But as the Bible said, they didn't receive, that doesn't mean that none of the Jews believed in him, but it's, this speaks of the majority of the Jews and how they expressed their faith in him, how majority of the Jews did not Believe in him. The Bible can say, "Oba ni diem na ni diem wa injano." And she says, "Israel will be injano." The name of the Eternal said, "Do to know I was Israel, no one injano." And they didn't receive him, and they didn't receive him as such. Many followed him and tried to receive him as earthly king. Ebi mo Israel will be brave. Dinechi, and no dinechi, no fisa oye. We are saying now about among more bedroom efibia. How long? So many believed in him in that sense, and he even has to warn them. He has to warn them, and at a point, some even have to leave him because they couldn't bear his teaching that they should believe in him. But then, there was a general unbelief among the Jews. There were only few who came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world, who has come to save sinners from sin. But if you look at others, well, others believed in him. I'm sure that those who believed in him as their earthly king were many. Because at the point where so many, like he fed over 5,000 and others. You see, there were so many, and sometimes we are told that the city has all who have, the city is full of people following Jesus Christ. Probably to see his miracle, to send a sick person to him. And the day when his triumphant entry, you know, many people, when they joined and shouted Hosanna. And they said, "Blessed is the king that comes in the name of the Lord." And yet they didn't believe in him. So there were so many things people believed in him, but the Bible says they did not receive him. Well, if you were an earthly king, they would have received him. If you were a king that was going to overthrow the Roman rule, the Roman Empire, for them to have the best people in the world, they would have followed him. But because he didn't come as such, obviously he didn't receive him. So that's the picture of the generality of the Jews, which John, who came to testify of the Savior, tells us. And no, most of my Jew for the door no angel, and not John, but the Jesus Christ, who had done here, no, or Trina Jew, a genus. But those who rejected him, as it is, they died in their sins and perished with eternal condemnation. Now, the crow means that one more angel Christ, you know, one more name in a Abu Bayra, because the Lord Jesus Christ himself told Nicodemus in John chapter 3 verse 18, "He that believeth on him," that is referring to himself, "is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Jesus Christ did not catch Nicodemus. I say, "Near one, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, you're putting before that." So I and always let's remember when the Bible says we should believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it has to do with faith in him to save us from sin. We are committing our sinfulness, our sinful life, our character that is defaced with sin, and our own curse of sin to him, so that he will take this punishment as he has taken it for sinners, so that we shall be free from that and the power of sin. Again, the Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 8, 24, to these Jews, well, he knew that many do not believe in him. He said, "I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." Again, the "I am he" has to do with the Savior who has come to this world to save sinners. If you don't believe in me that I am he, to trust in me for salvation, if you think of coming to me for any other thing, no, you die in your sin. You can say, "Someone to me is a mini or no, mini or no, or can of patches, a mini near my bad vegetable pay fear, and when you pay for him, someone to me is a mini sadi panoa, can go for banana banoa, boom upon him." So, again, he reminded them. And so, that is the lot of all who will not believe in Jesus Christ. You live in this world, you die in your sins, you go to eternal condemnation. That is the lot. Not only the Jews who didn't believe in him. Even today, many who do not believe in him, that is their lot. You die in your sin, at the day of judgment, you have no cover for your sin. You have to face God's justice for yourself. There's condemnation against every sinner who do not believe in him. But before I move on, I ask you, have you believed in Jesus Christ? Answer my question, maybe someone says, "Why did Christ do it?" Have you believed in him? Thank you.
We know that the Lord Jesus Christ has gone to heaven for about 2,000 years, ever since he came to this earth. And there are many also who have heard about him, but they have not believed in him. In the same spirit of God, we are still, of course, you know, 2,000 years have been traveled. Nipami prayers so acting once and but almost immediately. Many have believed in him, have heard about him, they have not received him. And even these Jews who rejected him were religious people. Israel, for years, so one Jesus Christ in the no more castle. We are so called for power. Omo ya omo a omo omo kute I say omo atete sumu omo kure mu pa but omo nje ajunko no ende. So these were not like people who say, well, we don't go to church or we have nothing to do with God. There are people who claim to have something to do with God, but they never believed in him to save them. Well, the problem was that many of them didn't want to forgo their pride and ignorance for Jesus to save them. Now a hawa. And that our problem is that Oma Homa swore, Savior, who Nim Yankupon, and Savior, come up from my Vinyasi, not if you don't even have Jesus to actually own. And they see your woman. He didn't want to forgo whatever they knew about God. They thought, well, we also know about God. John chapter 8, they could tell Jesus Christ, apart from you, you are we Abraham's descendants, and that we know God. God is our Father. He tells them, if God is your Father, you will not do what you are doing. You will listen to me. These people are doing the same thing today. People say, well, they know God. They know the Bible. But have you been saved? If you know God and you don't know Jesus Christ, if he has not saved you from sin, you don't know God. So, what's the name of God? Whatever God you know is not God of the Bible. To know God is to know the Son, Jesus Christ, whom he told the Jews. If you say you know God, then you should know me also, because I came in his name. He sent me. And John chapter 10, verse 10, I and the Father, when they were so annoyed again of him. So, they claimed to know God, but they were ignorant of his Son. But what about you? I'm sure everyone here, quote unquote, may claim to know God. But do you believe in Jesus Christ? May I show so go ahead be able to say, well, maybe I'll go for it. But Master Mabia said, would Jesus Christ do that? If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, they don't know God. So would Jesus Christ only said the Bible cannot only go for? You don't know God at all. Your God is not the God of the Bible. Nyakupo ni mno nye Bible nyakupo. Nyakupo na sep etreye. Okay, I move on to my next point. Power to become God's children. To me, at the very end, I just want to remind us, but I'm sure some of us know this, and the power to become God's children. And those of us who are not God's children, this is very important, because if ever there's a claim of knowledge of God without this power to become his child, again, it is connected that your knowledge of God is not complete. So to me, the way I open my own here, power move, yeah, in boy, yeah, yes, Christo, no. So, but, can't carry, and then, well, I was with whom Christo now, on the one, and whom he have said, well, who we are, the only fine I hope when you are, no, Ayoka. Verse 10, verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. This teaches that sinners who believe in Jesus as their Savior, he gives them the power to become God's children. Sinners who believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior, Jesus Christ gives them the power to become God's children. He gives them access to become God's children. The verse 12 they can say, one more Jesus was so young. In the Bible, God brings sinners into the status of his children. And in the Bible, this term is called adoption. Obia Akofa, so Bugua, or Kara orphanage, no Biakoho, na That's the picture. Sana is for me to, I'm putting the tree, so forgive me. So through adoption, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 35 to verse 5 to 5, verse 3 to 5, speaks of this adoption. Let me just read it, then I'll move on. Apostle Paul was praising God for this. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, and wherein he hath abounded, he hath made us accepted in the beloved. But my main point is, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ. So this is what we are talking about here. The power to save. The power to adopt a sinner to become a child of God. It is good to think about this, because some who claim to have received Jesus do not have the power of God's children. You see, there's a different thing to claim to be a child of God or claim to know Jesus, and also to have this power of his children. That which really identifies me as a child of God. Even though I judge myself, well, I'm Jesus Christ. And so, to me, I'm a man who is a man. And I make us some cool, well, my Jesus Christ. And that my son so me did me who to me or the ma me be Yakupomban. So that if you believe in Jesus without the evidence of his saving grace, his salvation, where you are brought into God's children, there is no receiving of him. So that's why the Christ does a sad one year that he said, Christ obey all Yakupomban Kasa. That we then only Jesus Christ. Because, let me give you an illustration. Is it possible for a blind person to receive his sight and not know it? It's not possible. For me, it's not possible. He will be the most, he will immediately sense it. You know, the blind person that just tried to open the eye, he said, once I was blind, but now I can see. And he was jumping, praising God, shouting, for he has never seen colors and light before. That's a picture of salvation. When we are saved from sin, the joy of salvation is beyond description to the one who is saved. All others around me within, but in my heart, there's that joy and that sense. And there's that difference I can sense in my own heart, in my thinking, in my character, in my attitude towards God, in my attitude towards other people. Everything changes immediately. Yes, we grow in the faith, but immediately one is saved, it's like a blind person receiving sight. There's a change which really comes, like a day and a night. There's no way the day comes and the night is there. No. When light comes, darkness must run away. When the light of Christ comes to our hearts, darkness of sin must run away. Now, everything will be exposed. So, yes, Christo, I didn't pound for, as I said, the point, the Friday, when you're in the view. He said, at the sign, at the action, I have. It was really the whole plan, and to me, it would be to me as well, it's not about at the action to me. No, it's not possible. Say, Christo, and how will you say yes? It is sad to me where I come from. To me, I hope one day Jesus Christ will demand you to join India, and the demand, and the money who say I join with you. God, and so soon you buy him. You are joining a community, and you are brave boom, and so soon you buy. Nowadays, it is easier for people. I mean, people are just told that they are saved. There is no transformation. There is no change life. No, without. I remember when I was growing up as a kid, there was this common term that almost every preacher, evangelist will use it. If there is no change, if there is no change, then there is no conversion. If there is no change in your life, then there is no salvation. That's what they used to say. He said, and Sakaibiamba or Brabuma, then Pajibiamba. If there's no change, there's no conversion. It was a common thing that will be told. I mean, maybe it was a common thing that preachers will talk about. But today, you turn your television or your radio, whatever, and preachers will preach all manner of things, you know, and then they tell people they are Christians because they have. They have said the sinner's prayer. No. There should be this power. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. What is the nature of this power that makes God's children? Sir, to me, it is the power of regeneration through the Holy Spirit. It's the power of regeneration. Because by spiritual birth, the believer partakes the holiness of God. In 2 Peter 1, verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. I've heard people quoting this part and they leave it. And then they will tell people, then God has promised us so and so and so. But look at what it says. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So, say, Yahoo, form, Asher, one can see it. Boy, I can show that share. Say, you don't me about by say, Benya, Nisumo, Ebia. If we say, Yatian, Efi, if we ask the prayer, and Nam Akonosu. So you see the connection. If this exceeding great and precious promises which God has given us in His Word is to those who have been saved from the corruption of sin that is in the world and who are now aligned to God's nature of holiness. People quote this, I've given it to us great and exceeding precious promises, but no, they will not tell. They will not say all these precious promises, the details of it, and what really the true nature of it. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 10, Apostle Paul also says again, and I'm talking to the believer, have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So you see, this power brings us to new creation. If any man be in Christ, a new creature. He says, "Sab to me, ya, Emma, the boy for me, I go pon, Mbe. Aye, to me, ya, a day sufu from brand new people. A day, Emma, ya, Enya, Emma, ya, abominable from." But one thing is that this power doesn't come to anyone in a vacuum. The eternal says, "Sab to me, ya, I go pon, Mbe. Aye, say, Obano, they are broken." Happy. The Spirit manifests His regenerating power when a sinner repents and believes in Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus Christ did. That's what Jesus did. When the sinner repents and believes in Jesus Christ to save him from sin. So that I come to Christ, I'm a sinner. And my sins are great. I come to Him who have died for sin, who have taken punishment for sin, and I yield my heart and life to Him, to save me, to trust in Him, to seek that I wouldn't live a life of sin again. And if I am sincere, the Spirit will come. You see how God, it's something we don't see. The Spirit will come immediately and will impart this power to transform me to a new person. And I said, when you have been sacrificed in the one of them, no, by his Christian chain. Some may the boy any. I mean, born in something away with Jimmy, not from Bonnie Chemi. Who from a home from a born from what you are from a home. That's all you want to cream war. Bible says, all you want to cream war. Hong Kong, no, and it's hard to me back. Now, best of sound. Now, so I'll be a young people back. To me, I did a few born in self. You know, there are many sinners who have believed in Jesus, but they believe in Him for other things. At the point of my brother, yes, we in chain. And so, one in chain, a new man will bring one. A good year. And yet, new man also a job of people. I will always in chain if you say we are this car. And that's why you are ready to take it. And that's how Brabham has done so. And that's it. She said, a new man will bring. And now we go to Jesus because of our sins. And so people go to Jesus, but they don't experience his power. You see, the Bible requires to change. So many years that to me not the point of being a good person, but many people go to Jesus for so many things, but not for his salvation. And for those who go to him for any other reason apart from sin, they will never taste of his power. That is why, you know, there's so many churches preaching, but it is hard to find true people who are saved. But people, well, I used to go to the shrine, the traditional worship, well, now I'm going to church. That is the change. Well, first, not be a pastor, not be a pastor, this is a pastor. And then, sister, the pastor said, no, that's not a change. That is a good thing, but that's not a change. That's not how you become a child of God. So, first, not be a pastor, first, not be a pastor, this is a pastor, my baby, I'm going to church. No, I know, yes, sister. And no, you go to church, you are not a child of God in that way. We must experience this power which changes us to become God's children. But one thing that we can know when this power has come to us, if ever we went to Christ, is that by this spiritual birth, God's children delight in holiness and righteousness. The Bible says, well, Yakupon, this is to me, Abba, so no. In the Abinyak and Tiedia must say, or say your bravo hunting, or say your crumpon, or say your coffre, your bravo is still writing. A bear and tear we are coming all the time. I didn't hear, I didn't say, sir, and tear away a bit from my dream. Mequay Juma, Meco school, made the mayor, but sir, I dream we said, my bravo is still writing. My bravo is still writing, and if you might be with that, that'll be. My bravo is still writing. So that whatever I'm doing, I want to please him. You see, this will never leave you. And this is an evidence. A longing after righteousness. A longing after God. A longing to be like him. So that in the hearts of those who are God's children, there's a continual separation from all sinful ideas and habits. So, do you want to go to the house? I don't know how to do this. I read an old preacher, and he quoted from an old man. This old man was a Christian, and every day he would be complaining to people, "I'm so tired." But they know he doesn't go to work, he doesn't, and they ask him, "Why are you tired?" He said, "I have my heart to keep, my mind to keep, and my eyes to keep, my ears to keep, and my conduct. So by the end of the day, I'm so tired." Yes, that's what a Christian is. And the work of maintaining this is far, far beyond the physical energy. Yes, we can get physical energy to move up and down. But if we don't have this power, we cannot keep one sin out of our life. You bet me, to me, and they are called the Abba, one day they are called the Abba, but they need to me, I used to remember, one way I'm going to go back. One day I take right into me, this a small sin will slay us. But this power, when it comes, even the weakest becomes strong. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That's what it means. People quote this and they are, I don't know, sometimes they imagine some strange powers. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. When believers wait upon the Lord, they renew their strength. And to be saved, God brings to us this strength which we don't have. See, so this is the power. God's children are free from the course of this world according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Ephesians 2:2. Those who have been quickened with Christ, they are free from the course, not the course of the life of this world, the deception that is in this world, the anti-God ideas of this life, a life which is about my happiness. It doesn't matter whether I please God or not. A life which is gain. That's all. A life which is be somebody. A life which is satisfy yourself. It doesn't matter if my life is God or not. This is the cause of this world. Look at the programs in this world. Whether in a country, whether in a town or a city. What do they promote them for? The happiness of this life. It is not wrong that we should be happy here. But that's not the purpose of life. That's not what should really be our aim. But that's what the world is. how we can be safe here in this world and live, enjoy, and die, and enjoy our sinful life and die. No. The believer, the one who has been brought to taste of the power of God's children, is free. Look at the last part of that Ephesians 2. He says that there's a spirit that works in children of disobedience. Sinners, unbelievers, those who have not yielded their heart to Christ, they are called children of disobedience. Yes, they are God's children by large, but they have become rebellious. God's children by creation, but they have joined with Satan, and now they've joined their mind to him, and Satan, for him, he opposes everything that God says. And so, unbelievers, sinners have joined him, and now they live according to the course of this life. Look at, according to the friends of the power there, description of these evil powers, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. You see? The working of Satan is not what those deceivers tell people. Well, there are witches in your home, and there are demons in your house, and whatever. No. It is to cause people to disobey God. But some of you are holding, yes, I can say, before we feel more, how I can hear that. You know, but some of you are holding, why I saw the tear and cook. That's the working of Satan. That's the power of Satan to help you to sin so that God's wrath will be more upon you. So when you're born, you're going to be 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 born. And that's what Satan wants people to be. But those who have come to know God, who are his children, their heart now longs after him. It does not long after this world, the vanities. It longs after God. In Psalm 84 verse 2, look at what the psalmist says. My soul longed, yea, even fainted for the courts of the Lord. My heart, my flesh cried for the living God. Even the worship, going to among the believers, he wished he's always there. And when the time has come, his heart is already there. You see, things about God, his heart is longing. I did a fire and coupon when I come up in the when the church said, to me, my coupon. Who hates his family home? No, nobody. Even the poor, whatever how the home is, he doesn't know. That is his home. It doesn't matter how, that is his home. You see? And God's children want to always long for him. God's children longs after him in prayer, in praise and devotion. Yanku Paul Nimba, oh, the Makuma Dinechi, I won't pay bone. And are you Yom de Mano? Any Omo de Mano? That's how we long after God. We cannot say we long after God and then we don't care about his things, no? As John said, because of the Yanku Paul Nas or Tanya, Yanku Paul knows what done. You see, if it's true we love God, we will see in what we do concerning his commandments. As they said, Yanku Pongwa, based on my years to tear the man as seven, actually. You see, we don't see God, he's invisible, he's there, he's real. But if we know him and we believe in him, our conduct will show. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said, by their fruit, you shall know them. You see, so that, We long after him in prayer, praise, and devotion. And if I'm a believer, worship, that is worship, Christian service, it's my delight. So me jedi niya, yangu pong, nisum, and nisamay, bidima, kuma di besuwa abuwan injuma. And then, if you are coming with that, there's no week, there's no day I'll forget about him. No. As I said, no child forgets about his home. Wherever he is, he longs to always be where his father is. And in this world, God meets his people. Yes, individual, he meets us, he works with us in his church. The Bible says the Spirit of God, God dwells in his church by his Spirit. When a believer is God, and God comes, when two or three have gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. If I'm a child of God, I long to be where God's worship is, where God's service is, where things of God are being discussed. Where friends? My friends will be the friends of God. My friends will be the children of God. Yes, I'll have friends of the world. Yes, we will deal with them. But my true bosom friends will be those who also love God. With also those who hate sin. With also those who are longing after God, so that as with iron sharpens iron, that also, yes, my heart for God will meet, and that's where our joy is. If I don't delight in these things, I don't have that power that make God's children. That power that make God's children, this power unites His children, so that in the company of God's children, I am comfortable and happy, and I rejoice that in the company of whatever it is in the world. You see, this is the power of salvation. If I am not like this, if I still enjoy the company of my old friends, that time, yes, definitely you meet them, but to have that affinity with them as you used to do before, no. Look at Zacchaeus. When he got saved, what did he say? He told the Lord, I am separating myself from my old lifestyle. Those that have cheated, I'm giving them double. That means he's not willing to cheat again. And those are, he just want to part. You see. Look at the concern of Naaman. When he was healed in Israel, he came to know the Lord. Though he was thinking of when he goes to Assyria, he has to help the Syrian king to go to the idol house to go and worship. He said, the Lord will pardon me. If his master has to lay, he has to go, he has to help. And you know that with time, when his faith becomes stronger, he may stop. He will leave his position. But the sense that even he has not gone back to Syria, but you know that there's something there that he is supposed to do, to the sin against God. The Lord pardon me if I should do this. You see? So there is no way one will have this power and not be sensible of this obedience, which is the delight of God's people. But also there are privileges of God's children. God's power that transforms sinners into His children bring along many privileges. God's children enjoy His protection and care. Some people call Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And yet, they are not God's flock. They are not God's sheep. The shepherd and the sheep, what does he do? The sheep, the Lord Jesus Christ said, my sheep hears my voice, and they followed me. They follow me. They don't follow Christ. They say, God is my shepherd. When they are in trouble, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. No, that is unbelief, and that is a deception. If I have not come to be His child, protection of God is not about me. His care truly is not about me. Yes, you enjoy the general care of God, the providence of God in the world, but no, that specific care that I can know my God is my Father. I can go to Him at any time in trouble and rest in His hopes and rest in His promises. You cannot have it. So, how we are near to me, and the mouth to the bush I watch us, yes, they may catch yourself and go back one, but welcome and 20 years. See, if I'm a child of God, the promises, it doesn't matter how troubled I am in this world, the promises will quiet my heart. Yes, this is the word of my Father, I'll rest in it. No matter what happens, let it happen. God has promised this. You see? And that protection and care is for me. And then you are free from sin's punishment. The power of Satan and his demonic ghost doesn't have any control by you. I have another hand of my Heavenly Father. In John chapter 10, verse 29, this is what the Lord Jesus Christ says. My Father, which gave them me, those children who have been born again by me, my Father who gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. A believer in the hands of Christ, in Jesus Christ, no one who is greater than God. Those are false pastors who are doing deliverance for. I wonder if those who are Christians. No, what I'm saying, I'm saving the power of everything, sin, Satan, whatever it is. Nothing can affect my life. No, nothing can affect my life. I am free. My Father, Heavenly Father, is greater than all. It's a word of comfort, you know. It's a word of comfort to the child of God that God is his Father. But we know that there are some who think that they are under the curse of Satan in their sins. Maybe sometimes ignorance. Maybe maybe the person may be saved and say, no, but that is not true. Whatever demonic association you had with your former life or the family, whatever, when you are saved, you are free. It has nothing to do with you. So maybe if you have a film and that's one can say, this one don't call us some money or some somebody else. So yeah, that's about Christ or not. Friend is saying, you may be a fast animal, and you need to hear. You are free. You are free from all those things. You know, why people often connect this demonic and Satan things because of the suffering of his life. No, the Bible says that the troubles of this life, God will permit it. Satan don't have power to trouble anyone if God don't allow him. And so if you want trouble, to be free from that trouble, who do you turn to? You go to God. If really you are troubled, you go to God, you see. God has never promised that his children will not suffer in this way. It's never true. Those pastors who say, you know, so they are liars. 2 Timothy 3 verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ, Jesus shall suffer persecution. One more, a bear, tell us what pray more in Jesus Christ to more than me. I'm over break. Yeah, that's the word. Eh? Oh, you better town. Oh, it comes in so many ways. You suffer. But one thing is that when we suffer as God's children, it identifies us with Christ. So may I move on about me bra or yes Christ to be say me them who shall some yeah as to see a man with a bra. I'm not just a me Christ to ever go. Because in 2 Timothy 2 verse 12, we are also told that 2 Timothy 2 verse 12, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also deny us. So that some brother Christ near. That means Jesus to only means requiring. So that we are not free from suffering when we come to Jesus Christ, but we are free from punishments of sin, Satan's power, world deception, everything that displeases God. We are free. But we are not free from troubles of this life. Everyone will have their troubles. We live in a troubled world. And though God, yes, he provides for us, he gives us care, information, but the troubles of life, yes, we have to bear our portion. But there's one promise which God has made. That is that there's eternal happiness in the world to come. That one is true. In Colossians 1 verse 5. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. And it has swore sempande my sempande excuse sempande train say yahu po I actually share any j and yahu po out of all my heaven. And yes I see so. You see? If I want God to be happy in God, where I will have no trouble, not in this life. Yes, in this life we enjoy God's presence and his answers to prayers. His word will cheer us, will be directed by his word, we'll know him more, but suffering will always come to us. Remember when the disciples asked him, well, at a point many people left him, and they say, oh, for us, they asked him, as we are following him, what will you get? What will you get? He told them, yes, he will provide for them, but it will come with affliction. Yes, Christo. Do you have a chef who I need to wait to then even what I see? So, if you ask me, they hear the mom, they won't a house of the camp. You see, this is the word of God, not what people say, well, obey Christo. No. To come to know God, there's trouble in this life, but there's trouble with joy. You You see, but God is with you. When they are in trouble, you can have someone to rest in, to rely on, because God is ever present with us. I come to conclusion. I read to you again the verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. Friend, have you believed in Jesus Christ? Or would say, why Jesus Christ to Indiana? Have you believed in Jesus Christ? You know, faith in Jesus is not merely being aware of who he is, or being aware of what he does. You see, many have knowledge about Jesus, but they have not believed in him. Sometimes we speak to others about Jesus, but they themselves have not believed in him. You know, Judas was a preacher. See, when you say he was an apostle and apostle. Judas, no, the ministry is the one. What kind of one? Come on, someone comes and it's not genuine. So you see, just knowing about Jesus is not enough. You must experience this. Judas, or you see any sense you'll be a. But you must have saving faith in him. You must experience his saving power. You must experience that transformation which he brings to sinners to become God's children when they believe in him. Friend, you cannot really become a child of God without saving faith. Without experiencing that power that transforms us to become a child of God. And also the blessings of God, which I've just hinted a few ways ahead, will not be yours. You live in this world hopeless. You die as a sinner. You struggle in this life. All the troubles, yes, everybody should have their own troubles. But in the world to come, eternal trouble. You see, you live in this world, and that you bear all the sufferings in this life, and in the world to come, eternal suffering. As you want back to one way, you go for back. Rabum how so be obeying out there, because one that you are so how are the dying of the home. If you have not experienced Jesus' saving power that transforms sinners to God's children, then friend, you also come to Jesus Christ. Come to him, cry to him, pray, and ask him to save you. Because Lord Jesus Christ, when he was dying on the cross of Calvary to take punishment for sin, he died for anyone who will come to him and seek him to save him. He took the punishment for everyone who will come and ask for his forgiveness. Yes, Christ, Calvary, and you also can experience this when you repent and believe in him, even now. May the Lord help each one of us as we've heard of him. Let's pray together.